Hello there! Welcome to another installment, episode, occasion. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast here on Nacho Radio. My name is Dave, and this is my partner, Darren.
Well, hello there.
What do you know, Darren? We've got another Top 5 Things podcast. These are the top 5 things that happened on our morning show, which can be heard at planet939.com. You can listen on your Alexa device, if you're so inclined. Also, we should mention this, if you want to check out the station, and it'd be great if you did, you can do that if you have an Android phone. That app just dropped.
So here is the podcast for today that hopefully you're enjoying this weekend. It's brought to you by Capriati Sandwich Shop.
Raji!
On 53rd Street in Davenport, they are operating safely from 11 till 7. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink.
Sounds good. We get started here with number one.
Number one.
One.
Number one.
Listen, there's a lot of unpleasantness in the world, particularly in our country right now. We are going to go out of our way to not address any of that stuff. Just because I don't feel equipped to really.
And you have other forums.
And also, there, if you
want to
focus on what's going on. I mean, obviously, Minneapolis is in all of our thoughts right now. But I and I think you agree with me that that's not really our bailiwick, tackling the big news of the day.
No, leave that to the professionals.
Right. And I just think there's so much doom and gloom out there that we want this time we have together in the mornings to be, you know, kind of a respite from that sort of stuff. So I don't want to just present a bunch of stories that are going to terrify you. But there is this story from India that's got me spooked. We got this story about now, Darren. Monkeys have run away with COVID-19 test samples. This happened at a medical college.
We're going to need these.
Earlier today, a troop of monkeys attacked a lab technician.
If I don't have access to those, how do they?
Monkeys?
Yes.
Lab technician was carrying COVID-19 test samples of suspected patients that had coronavirus.
Yeah.
The monkeys attacked the lab technician and snatched the samples of the COVID-19 patients from a lab technician, and then they ran away with the vials of blood from coronavirus
patients.
Wouldn't
you think that the lab technician is probably somewhere near the lab?
The incident.
How are the monkeys getting so close to the lab?
It took place on the premises of the Meerut Medical College. Medics had collected samples for testing from three persons who were suspected of being infected by COVID-19.
Who's the security guard?
Before the samples.
Hey! The monkeys are here again.
I would just stand there with a broom is all you need for these little monkeys, right?
Get
out of here, you monkeys!
Is it just an old guy napping on a chair?
Before the samples could be tested, the monkeys snatched them away from a lab tech and ran off. Doctors collecting fresh samples from the patients. Later on, one of the monkeys who attacked the lab technician was spotted atop a tree chewing on the sample collection kits.
Oh, boy.
Parts of some kits were spotted strewn on the ground under the tree. Video of this incident is said to have gone viral. It almost makes me wonder if they staged this to go viral. Right? You're a lab tech with COVID-19 blood, and you get attacked by monkeys, and there just happens to be someone rolling tape on that?
Monkeys that get past security. It's not a sandwich they want.
No. Maybe, you know, in retrospect, putting the COVID-19 blood samples in a banana was a dumb idea. The menace of the monkeys is a recurrent phenomenon in the area, it says here. But this time, locals are now apprehensive about the spread of COVID-19 infection.
Monkey style.
As the monkeys carried the test samples to nearby residential areas. Apart from spreading the infection to human beings, there's also a risk that the monkeys could end up getting infected with the COVID-19.
And putting their own little twist on it.
Now we've got monkey coronavirus to worry about. Monkeys are not immune to the novel coronavirus that causes COVID-19. However, some studies suggest that once a monkey gets it once, if they survive, they develop an immunity. So, I mean,
but we don't.
Well, we don't know about us.
We don't know about us.
Right.
The monkeys will be okay.
There was a story in the news of somebody getting COVID-19 from a mink. Did you see that? They got coronavirus from a mink.
What are they doing with the mink?
Well, I think you know what they're doing with the mink. Mm. Was it a pet mink, or was it a mink that was going to be some nasty old lady's coat? You don't have a mink for a pet, right? They're not fun creatures. Although, minks and ferrets are basically the same thing, right?
What about a chinchilla?
Ooh. Could you get coronavirus from a chinchilla? Yeah, mink transmits the virus. A Dutch mink worker may be the first known human to be infected by an animal. That's according to the World Health Organization. They're on a mink farm. Now, how did the mink get it? A mink with the coronavirus infected two people in the Netherlands. First cases of transmission from animals to people. And you got it from a mink. But if you're a mink in a mink farm, I mean, do what you
got
to do.
Yeah, you've got other things on your mind.
Why do they call this a mink farm?
Oh, God, when's Christmas?
There's no Christmas at the mink farm. Yeah, the basis of new research results from the ongoing research into COVID-19 infections at mink farms. Who's buying a mink coat in 2020?
I don't know. Apparently somebody.
Honestly, who are you selling this to? To the point where...
And now we're...
That's how you can make a living?
We're the...
Harvesting minks?
We're the awful old people.
Right. Is it our age buying mink coats? That can't be right, right? I had to have it. Now you've got it. Be a shame if you got COVID-19 from a coat. Yeesh.
Great. I got it. I got the corona from my socks.
Well,
but it was a mild case because it was only on my feet.
Yeah, but you're not wearing mink socks. That's something a monster would have in his wardrobe. See my vest and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Weird story here. A couple of 23-year-olds. This dude is freaking out about his upcoming wedding night.
Okay. Wedding night.
Yeah.
Not wedding.
Specifically, it's the wedding night that's got him freaked out. All okay. Right? They're going to get married. They're both 23 years old. He says his fiance has a huge extended family who are very warm and caring people, and he really gets along with them very well. Mm-hmm. Right? Likes the family, which is important, right? They say you're not just marrying the person, you're marrying the whole family. I've heard that expression. They've been planning this ceremony for early 2021. The arrangements are getting underway, and he said he noticed his girlfriend's cousins were making jokes about the wedding night, which he thought were a little weird.
Uh-huh.
All of the cousins, you know, giggling and...
Are they planning on being a part of it?
Yes. Yes, they were...
Look how I cut right through things.
They're sitting around the table and they're brainstorming ideas for the honeymoon.
Get involved.
And the fiance tells him, you know, when we get married...
It's a bit of a tradition.
They get married at a hotel. And she tells him, we don't have to spend the extra money on the bridal suite. And he's thinking, all right, cool, bonus. We just get a regular room. That's mm-hmm, cool.
Sure.
She says, no, what we need to do is instead of staying at the hotel where we're getting married, we're going to stay at my parents' house. And he thinks, okay, so we don't even have to get a room. That's cool. That's a savings. And they're trying to put down money for a house deposit. So mm-hmm. That makes sense, right? But he realizes, like, she's giving him information, but not giving him all of the information. And he notices, like, you know, what are you not telling me? And she says, well, my family has a really old wedding night tradition that we do.
Here we go.
And
what would that be?
And this is where it gets, I don't know, kind of strange. The family tradition, Darren, that they have in this this house is that the husband and wife go into the master bedroom together and are supposed to consummate the marriage. The rest of the family then waits outside the door to give them a round of applause and cheer when they come out. Then a piece of the bed sheet is cut off and sewn into a big tapestry that his girlfriend's mother owns. They've got this big tapestry made up of sheets where they've all consummated their marriages.
Do not turn on the black light.
Right. It's an interesting tapestry you have on your wall. Can you explain that to me?
I'd rather not.
So she senses that he's uncomfortable with this idea. And she says, listen, we don't have to do anything. We can just go in there and pretend that we're doing it and then get it over with.
No, I want to do something. Right? It's not, that's not the problem. That's not the part I have a problem with.
He continues, he says, I don't want anything to do with any of this.
You're a cult.
He says, I absolutely freaked and told her under no circumstances will I be doing that kind of thing in front of her whole family. Now, they're not in the room with him.
No.
But it's a little weird they're just outside the door, right? He says, I think she's been texting her family about this because I received a text from her mother telling me that I don't understand the importance of family and tradition.
Oh, I think I do.
And that this tradition has been around longer than I've been alive.
Well, that's not saying much.
There's lots of stuff that's been around longer than we've been alive that we need to get rid of,
right? I'm 23.
So, yeah, we need another piece of sheet, you know, so we can put the family sex blanket together. How dare you rob us of this tradition? That's weird,
right?
Is
that the blanket we had our picnic on? Are we talking about that blanket?
Yeah, that's the blanket everyone in my family. Yeah.
No wonder we got ants.
It's a wonderful tapestry that mother wants to weave. They cut a little piece of the sheet off that we do it on. And they're waiting outside the door. Are they, like, listening?
No, I'm done with this family.
Are they doing that gimmick where you have the glass up on your ear and you're trying to hear what's going on in there? How does that work?
Got the old peeper creeper.
And then you come out and you get a round of applause? How long do you wait before you come out, too? Like, you need to kind of let things relax before you go out. Or is that part of the fun for this family? Have you ever heard of anything as weird as this?
I've heard some weird things.
But that's... So he's saying, listen, I'm not doing any of this.
Yeah.
And now her family is mad at him because he's the weirdo.
Uh-huh.
What would you do if you were in this guy's shoes?
Well, that allows you to do... to think up some other weird stuff.
So you would escalate it and make it even weirder?
You guys like weird? You got it.
Just come out wearing like a luchador mask with a ball gag in your mouth? Or how do you make this weirder? How do you freak them out? Like, is the goal to make it so weird for them that you kill the tradition?
That they call it off.
You know, this was a bad idea. We've been doing this for generations. This is a bad, bad idea. This seems like something from another time and place, and yet this is a couple. They're both 23 years old, and this is what they're dealing with. And he's wondering, like, am I being the jerk here? No, you're not the jerk here, right?
No, I don't know that this is the sort of thing you need to continue to perpetuate.
So do you say, listen, I honor your family and their traditions, but this is now my family, and we don't do that?
How about we just stay friends?
Or would you just say, your family's a nightmare, and maybe we just don't need to get married? What would you do if you were in this guy's shoes?
Well, I've never been married, so I probably wouldn't get married.
Play along with me. What would you do if you were in this guy's shoes?
I suppose it would depend.
You would go along with it, wouldn't you?
You'd
go along with it, you freak.
It would depend. It would depend.
470-23-NACHO, that is the Dave and Darren text line. I'm just wondering if you have a family that has weird wedding traditions, I'd love to know about them. They can't be as weird as this, right? Because that's just bizarre.
Oh, it's not the dollar dance we do.
Dance, if you think about it, it's a little weird, but it's not as weird as this.
You get more than a dance.
And they give you a round of applause?
Natch.
I don't know. You know, I love the applause. Part of me doesn't hate this.
All right, Lady Gaga.
Part of me likes to be told I've done a good job. You like that? Did you like how, like the noises we were making in there?
They're laughing at us.
Number three.
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 There's too much TV on television. You've got all of these apps, HBO Max.
Larry doesn't think that.
Larry doesn't get enough channels, is what he says. Yeah. I'm talking about your streaming options, not your cable, but your streaming options. HBO Max just went live this week.
And what does that cost me?
I don't know. $10 a month?
Mm.
I don't know what HBO Max. This is the thing. I haven't looked into it because I can't do another streaming platform. I'm doing right now Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, and Disney Plus. That's far too many things to do. But I can't decide. Like, I should cut one of them, and I can't.
But there's something from each one of them that you gotta have.
That's how they get you, man. Oh, you know what else? I also get Apple TV. I'm not paying for that, though. They gave me the Apple TV for free because I got a new phone. So I get Apple TV for free for a year. I will say this. If they start, like, when my trial's up on the Apple TV, I'll be happy to get rid of that one. Been only a handful of things on that have been worth watching. Really, the only thing has been the Beastie Boys documentary. But the rest of it, not for me. So you got Disney Plus, Apple TV Plus, HBO Max, all entering the streaming wars. NBC is now unveiling their own app called Peacock, which they're very excited about. That's one where I'm like, I can't even look into what's on it because I can't do any more of these streaming platforms.
So don't even investigate.
I won't. I simply won't. Hulu is in the news. They've got a new TV show called Into the Dark, and I guess this is a horror anthology series. I think this is an interesting idea for a show. I want to get your take. The show is called Good Boy. It's an episode in this anthology series, okay? This woman, played by Judy Greer, who's terrific, she gets an emotional support dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she's stressed out, and she gets an emotional support dog. And the dog realizes that there are people in her life that are causing her stress.
Yes.
So the dog goes and murders them.
Turns into an attack dog.
Yeah, he goes Cujo, right? When Maggie gets an emotional support dog to help quell some of her anxiety, she finds him to be even more effective than she imagined, because unbeknownst to her, the dog will kill anyone who adds stress to her life. That's an interesting twist.
And this is written by who? Stephen King?
No, it's just an anthology series. I don't know the author's name of this. Good Boy stars Judy Greer, Steve Guttenberg, and Chico the dog as the good boy.
Steve Guttenberg getting some work. What Police Academy should we be up to by now?
How have they not rebooted Police Academy?
Oh my God, we should be like, it should be the same number as like the UFC fights.
How did that series run out of steam?
Police Academy 252.
Right? That, if ever there was a series that you would think you could mine for a reboot, it would be that. Have Michael Winslow as the commandant now that George Gaines is dead.
Yeah, and all the principals are more than happy to film something.
How many of the Police Academy... There was a TV show. They did Police Academy the series. They tried to do that. That's the last thing that we got from the Police Academy people, and that was in the late 90s. So, are we just maybe... I guess maybe... Right now is probably not the time to be making funny police movies, right? I mean, given everything that's going on.
But when is?
Well, are we just past that then? The reason Police Academy can't be rebooted is
because... You're trying to say that we've grown up?
I'm just... Maybe it's not the best time to be... Yeah. I guess...
Doing sound effects?
I've answered my own question. There will not be a reboot of Police Academy because...
Well, Michael Winslow was never a good idea.
I interviewed him. Did you ever have him on your show?
I believe so.
When I was doing a show by myself, I interviewed him. and he was in town doing a thing at like Penguin's Comedy Club. And I thought, well, this would be great. Michael Winslow in studio.
I don't do any of my act.
He did some of his act. I mean, he would do some noises. But the bulk of the interview, he just wanted to talk about he was certain that George Bush had put explosives in the World Trade Center.
It was an inside job.
And the whole thing was George Bush took the towers down. And I'm like, great. Mm. What does a blender sound like?
Do the bird.
Just doing requests. He's like, no, man, we're not here to talk about that. George Bush took down those towers. You look at the way that steel melted. There's not an engineer in the world that will tell you the steel should melt like that. And I'm like, great. What if a dog were to try and make a pizza? What would that sound like?
What's a blender sound like?
George Bush killed all those people. Yeah, he was weird. The last Police Academy movie, how many proper movies were there? Do you have any idea? Because I'm looking here. I have the answer.
Eight.
Seven movies. The last one was Mission to Moscow. Maybe that's what killed this. Police Academy 2, their first assignment.
They didn't get out of Russia alive.
Police Academy 3, back in training.
It happens.
Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol. And that's, if I'm being honest, that's
Police
right.
Police Academy breaking training?
Back in training.
Oh.
Not breaking training. That's Bad News Bears.
In Japan.
Police Academy 4 was Citizens on Patrol. That's where I checked out of the series. I thought, I can't do this anymore. They're just making a mockery of this thing. Police Academy 5 was Assignment Miami Beach. Police Academy 6, City Under Siege. And then Police Academy 7 was Mission to Moscow. Seven movies and a TV show. An eighth installment or a reboot has been in development hell since 2003. Wow. I guess when they saw Starsky and Hutch got a reboot, they thought, well, we should do a reboot of this.
Yeah.
And it just hasn't worked out.
But that was
a
reboot
reason.
Of a television show.
Right. The boy, Steve Guttenberg announced that a new Police Academy film is in the works.
Now, was he the only one?
But he made that announcement 2 years ago.
Was he the only one that was in all of them? Or were there several cast members that were in everything?
Bubba Smith was in the first six, sat out. Michael Winslow was in all seven of them. Steve Guttenberg gave up after Citizens on Patrol, okay. As did I. And George Gaines was in all seven. Do your George Gaines.
What's that?
Do your George Gaines impression.
Punker. My goodness, Punker.
Punky.
Punker, those breasts are so big you'd make a blind man sweat, Punker. Punker.
I guess David Graff was in all seven as well. He played Eugene Tackleberry.
My goodness, Punker.
Punky.
Put those away, Punker.
Punky.
Put those missiles away, Punky.
Punky, those melons are dangerous. Punky. Now, Punky Brewster's getting a reboot. She's getting another show.
That could get interesting.
And it's the Punky Brewster reboot. That's something that's going to be on one of these streaming platforms.
Now, is the reboot after the reduction?
Yes.
Going to have to be.
Yes. Does she crawl out of a refrigerator? How do they do that?
Put everybody's eyes out in television land, Punker.
Punker, the 3D TV is not a good idea with those bosoms. Punky. Yeah, the the reboot is coming soon. It's called it'll just be called Punky. Freddie Prinze Jr. will be playing Punky's ex-husband. What?
Why did he leave her?
That's something that will be on the new Peacock network.
Well, there you go.
The new now Punky Brewster, starring Soleil Moon Frye, revisiting her role as Punky. She's a single mother of three trying to get her life back on track when she meets a young girl who reminds her a lot of her younger self. The series will also
feature... Well, she should be able to get her life back on track.
Yeah.
All she has to do is go to one happy hour. Punky.
Punky, I got a bag of ice for your lower back. Punky. The series will also feature Sherry Johnson, who will be returning to the role from the original show. And then, yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr. plays her ex-husband.
What were you thinking? Freddie Jr.?
George Gaines will not be on the show.
No.
As he is quite dead. But I imagine they'll pay homage to Henry.
They probably have plenty of footage that they can...
There was a cartoon.
Splice in there.
There was a Punky Brewster cartoon when I was a kid. And it was her and, like, she had an alien that lived with her.
Cool.
Am I...
An illegal alien?
No, like a Martian. Or he was like a leprechaun gopher kind of person. And he had magical powers. That was weird.
You need to. Punky.
Punky. Punky. The phone rings off the hook all night. Punky. Don't give boys your phone number, Punky. I'm trying to get some sleep, Punky.
Can't get any sleep.
Number four.
Wisconsin Bar. Celebrating 40 years plus of what they call porn in the morn. This is a bar.
How are we not porn in the morn? Why didn't we had the opportunity to rebrand ourselves?
We blew it.
And we blew it.
We
blew it big time. We had the big grand opening. We could have been porn in the morn.
It does feel like a missed opportunity.
That's what your college buddies would have wanted.
Oh, they'd go nuts for that.
Oh, that makes sense.
It all comes together.
You blew it!
Yeah, well, maybe next time.
Oh, God. Oh.
For more than 40 years, this is something that started in 1977. Bennett's Meadowood Country Club has hosted something. It's just a dive bar.
Okay.
They're over by there in Wisconsin.
Calling it a country club.
They call it Smut and Eggs. It's every Saturday and every Sunday morning. It's your opportunity to come to a bar, eat a reasonably priced breakfast special, while watching hardcore pornography in a room filled with bleary-eyed semi-strangers.
I don't know. Why not?
Well, that's what Gene Bennett said to a Madison News outlet a couple years ago. They said, why are you watching people watching pornos while you're eating breakfast? He told a Madison paper, why porn? Why not? It's better than a gay bar, and you can put that in the paper if you want.
Okay. All right.
This is not a country club, despite the name. It's a bar just down the street from a couple of auto body shops and an HVAC repair company with a brick
and
chimney.
I'm standing by my statement.
And an old-style beer sign mounted on the roof. And a big banner that says celebrating 40 years of porn in the morn.
Is it every morning?
Just weekends. 6 until noon. From 6 until noon, Bennett's have been showing an assortment of skin
Saturday
flicks
and Sundays.
From their own 8,000-hour collection.
Sack lunch.
It will not air men-on-men pornography, they say. And the menu items have names like the Eggs Benedict. That's something you can have while you're enjoying your porn in the morn. Well, and
and only reasonably priced breakfast.
Well, yeah. Listen, we're here for the hardcore pornography, but also...
Yeah, there's no reason.
I'm on a budget.
Yeah. Link sausage, I'll have.
On a Sunday afternoon in late January, before, you couldn't really go to your favorite dive bar for porn in the morn. Bennett's hosted what they described as their all-female review. But some attendees described it as an out-and-out sex show. There were 3 female strippers who crawled across the bar and allowed customers to lick whipped cream off their bodies. And they would then take paying guests behind a tarp for private lap dances. At the time, the bar manager said it was completely legal for them to host this live show because they had a burlesque license. The city of Madison says you don't have a burlesque license because, by the way, that's not a thing.
Well, we're saying it is.
And now this place is likely to lose their liquor license and their ability to screen porno flicks because of this show they had.
Yeah.
This week, Madison's Alcohol License and Review Committee reluctantly recommended the renewal of Bennett's alcohol and adult entertainment licenses under the condition that they don't ever try and pull one of these live shows again.
But we've got a license.
Well, you have a liquor license, which you almost lost. You thought you could do it because you had a burlesque license. Again, that's not a thing. The city council has to approve the license renewal at their meeting next week, so we'll see if they're able to stay in business.
Mm-hmm. There goes the golden age of rock and roll. You can't have anything nice, and you can put that in the paper. What are you doing?
They call it smut and eggs, and the fate of it hinges on what this council believes. An attorney representing the bar said they only had the one event and that the strippers won't do it again. But apparently, this was not the first time they had done this. The fate of smut and eggs hinges on what the council there in Madison believes. Whether they listen to the city attorneys who suggest this bar has done this kind of thing again and again, and they've been a repeat offender. And by the way, the bar manager said to one of the papers there in Madison in January that they had these stripper shows every January. This is something we do every year. Longtime customers like to come and watch the live nudes at the bar. We've been doing this for 15 or 20 years. But now they're saying this is the first and only time we've ever done it.
Which is it?
Both things can't be true. So the bar now very nervous that they're going to lose everything. But yes, they are open this weekend.
Where will people go?
If you want your smut and eggs, this could be the last weekend to go and make that happen.
Sounds like it's going to be a big weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're interested in going to a dive bar in Madison and enjoying reasonably priced breakfast specials while watching hardcore porn in a room filled with bleary-eyed semi-strangers.
There won't be a dry eye in the house.
You wonder if they like have like a going away party at the end? Everybody, we're out of the French toast, you hater. And also, watching the 8,000 hours of porno with you people has been the dream of a lifetime.
Now let's fire up Anus and Andy.
The Meadowood Country Club. That's where you need to head if you're in for some weirdness tomorrow morning or Sunday morning. Have at it.
If you're just looking to end your hunger strike.
That's where you end it.
That's where you end it.
Five.
Number five.
Is this something you could share with the rest of us, Amazing Larry?
That smile on your face means you're ready for this. We're certainly ready for this on a Friday. Ladies and gentlemen,
he's a real live boy.
Heaven has no brighter star than our next stellar guest. He is the pride and joy of Cambridge, Illinois, and he joins us every Friday. Make him feel welcome, the one, the only, the timeless, the eternal, Amazing Larry. Hello, Larry!
Lola Beatrice.
Hi, Larry.
How are you guys?
Well, I'm doing okay. Seems like Dave's kind of stealing your thunder a little bit with the Friday.
What? It's for all of us, right?
It's for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when you were Mickey Mouse Dracula, Larry?
Oh, yes. I'll never forget that.
How's everyone liking the station, Larry?
Everybody likes it.
Are you getting any sort of response?
Yeah. I heard a thing through the grapevine the other day.
You heard what?
Through the grapevine the other day.
Yeah.
After I told you guys don't be doing the smashing pumpkins.
Yeah.
I had a little insider tell me you guys played the straw.
That we played the smashing pumpkins?
Yes, we did.
Well,
I suppose it's possible.
That won't happen again, Larry.
You know that bar you were talking about?
In Wisconsin, yeah.
I kind of was thinking about that'd be a good place to go to, but I thought, man, you'd be walking into a key situation going in there.
Yeah, you would.
They wash it down.
Yeah, I imagine they take a hose to it when they're done, right?
Now, Larry, last time we were talking to you, you were having some trouble with your cable. Did you get that all rectified?
But I still ain't getting stations that I should be, I think.
Is it maybe because you're not paying for them?
Oh, I pay dearly for my stations.
Yeah, that's...
Not, they tell me that it ain't my package. I got them before this all happened.
Now, was it Matt telling you that it wasn't part of your package?
Yeah, and he said that I wasn't supposed to get in those other stations anyway.
Well, then he would know.
So you were getting stations you weren't supposed to get, and then they took them away, and now you'd like those stations back.
Yeah, but then I'd have to take them out of the package deal.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Yeah, it's never
ending. Like he said, it's said you can't drop the ones you don't like and just pay them the other ones you do like.
Yeah, if you only paid for the channels that you actually watch, your cable would be much cheaper, right?
I pay $62 and something odd cents.
Oh, wow.
Oh. What's that, Larry?
And that's just basic.
Mm-hmm. So how you doing, buddy?
I'm itching from a spider bite.
Itching from a spider bite?
Why are you getting bit by spiders, Larry? What are you doing?
They must be lurking in my room somewhere.
So this is an overnight thing that's going on.
Are you going to get out and enjoy the fresh air, Larry?
Oh, no. Not fresh.
What's that?
This air is not fresh.
The air is not fresh?
Oh, it's got that coronavirus all around it.
Well, you could probably consider yourself something of a compromised individual, being that you're almost 80.
Yeah, I. You know what I did?
What?
I put a tent up last night in my room and pretend I was camping.
Put a tent up in your room to pretend that you're out there camping.
Yeah.
And you're still getting spider bites even with within the four walls, and you've got your tent up.
Right.
Wait a minute. Were you getting spider bites before you were pretending to camp?
Yeah, I had one last week.
Oh, okay. Mm. So these aren't pretend spider bites. You're not that much into the simulation.
Right, you're not pretending to have spider bites just to...
Oh, no. I'm itching like crazy.
What do you do when you're camping inside, Larry? Do you tell yourself you got any good ghost stories?
Well, I know of the one where the guy and the girl was parked, and they heard noises and stuff, and they locked the doors and stuff like that.
Like when they were making out?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they seen the face go in front of the car and all that, so they got the heck out of there. And then when he got her home, he went around to the car door, let her out. There was this half of this man's arm and a end of it hooked to the...
Wait a minute.
There was a hook.
I think this is three different ghost stories.
I think it is two.
So the ghost left a hook hand in the door?
Yeah.
That's the story how you remember it.
Well, that was years ago I heard this story.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's a classic.
They were making out and the ghost went around and all this.
Went around the car.
Right, and then they noticed the hook was in the car from the ghost.
That it must have been a real person.
Oh,
so it wasn't a ghost.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Pete made s'mores last night too.
Oh yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Yeah.
How do you make them if you're camping indoors, though?
I had my toaster in my tent.
You had a toaster inside the tent?
Yes, because what I did is I took waffles, you know, you stick them out toaster.
Mm-hmm.
Waffles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I marshmallowed my chocolate, and then I put them in the way for just a little bit. Oh, is that delicious?
Mmm.
I think you're going to get ants as well as spiders.
A lot of them critters running around.
You're not getting any ant bites, are you?
No.
No.
I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, you wouldn't allow it. All right, Larry. Well, I hope you you enjoy the weekend. It looks like otherwise it's going to be gorgeous.
I know. And you know what today is? It's everybody's favorite day out here in Cambridge. It's Friday.
Looks like you're going to have a new sponsor here soon, Larry.
Yeah, you guys keep saying that, but I think...
Yeah, why do you tell him this? Until it's done, why do you bring it up?
Huh?
I don't know why Darren's telling you this. If we're going to have a new sponsor.
Yeah.
You told him this last week.
Yeah, Larry's going to have a new sponsor.
Yeah, but who is it?
Well, I don't want to say until it's finalized.
Oh, it's not sealed.
Yeah, once we sign the deal.
Hmm.
And then maybe we'll be bringing back the Amazing Larry t-shirts.
Yeah, people are asking about them.
What color do you want, Larry?
Are they going to have pockets?
What do you need a pocket for?
Why do you want pockets?
From a cigarette.
Well, yeah, but the
shirt's the not shirt, for the, you, the it's shirt, for the fan club.
The shirts
members.
Are for the fans.
So you know they can smoke pot now, too.
They need a pot pocket.
Okay, and a pot pocket okay. as well. Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll work on it. We'll see if we can get pockets on the shirts.
Larry, now that you, I mean, you live in Illinois where it's legal. Have you dabbled since the legalization's happened?
I'd rather leave that one alone.
Rather not say.
That's right.
Yeah. Right.
There's no reason you have to tell all your secrets, right, Larry?
You got that right, little buddy.
All right. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. And remind everybody, in case they forgot, what is today?
Oh, it's everybody's day. It's Friday.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
I guess that's it for this episode of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. I learned a lot.
Not bad.
Thanks so
Not
much
bad.
For listening. And extra special thanks to the good folks at Capriani's for making it possible.
That's right. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and Cap specials, including the Bobby. Get your own Bobby. Don't be touching Dave's. The turkey, the cranberry sauce, homemade dressing, and mayo. Voted the greatest sandwich in America, Capriati's extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Till we get a chance to do another one of these for you, I believe the next episode will have a visit from Amazing Larry.
It should, if everything goes the way it's planned.
Okay. I like how you're hedging your bets there.
No, I have every reason to believe that Larry will make the top five things.
I guess we're about to find out. Until then, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock Island. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Wait, takes me!